This is a recast of the 4100-word piece, Jupyter Notebooks, Your Data Toolkit, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
The article focuses on the world of data science and machine learning, highlighting the importance of tools that simplify data analysis, visualization, and presentation. It specifically talks about Jupyter Notebooks, a tool that has become indispensable by providing a flexible, interactive environment for scientists, researchers, and developers.
Jupyter Notebooks allow users to combine code, equations, visualizations, and explanatory text in a single document that is easy to share. Not only does it support exploratory data analysis and iterative experimentation, but it also promotes collaboration among scientists by making it easier to share and review research results and methods.
The article is divided into several sections aimed at imparting a deep understanding of Jupyter Notebooks and their application in data science. Starting with the basics like installing and setting up these notebooks to detailed insights on using this platform for conducting data analysis, creating visualizations, and implementing machine learning.
Moving on to the fundamentals of Jupyter Notebooks. These notebooks are an open source web application that allows for the creation and sharing of documents containing live code, equations, visualizations, and narrative text. The name Jupyter is derived from the core programming languages supported by the platform Julia, Python, and R.
The installation of Jupyter Notebooks is straightforward and can be done in several ways, including using Anaconda, a popular Python distribution that supports scientific computing and data science. Alternatively, Jupyter can be installed via the package manager pip if Python is already installed on the system.
The user interface is designed intuitively for easy creation and editing of interactive documents. A Jupyter notebook consists of a sequence of cells that can contain code or raw data. This cell structure facilitates a modular and flexible way of working where code can be executed and results are displayed immediately under the corresponding code block.
Let's talk about working with Jupyter notebooks. Once you're familiar with the basics of these notebooks, it's time to dive into practical use. Creating a new Jupyter notebook involves running a simple command in the terminal or command line that allows access to the web application via a web browser.
Now coming to Python basics in Jupyter notebooks. Python is appreciated for its readability and efficiency. In Jupyter notebooks, you can write and execute Python code in code cells to perform data analyses, visualizations, and machine learning.
A significant strength of Python is the extensive availability of libraries and packages for almost every use case. To use a library in a Jupyter notebook, you first need to import it, which is typically done at the start of your notebook using an import command followed by the name of the library.
But when you're dealing with code, errors are inevitable. Thankfully, Jupyter notebooks provide useful information about errors that occur by displaying error type and stack trace, which help identify the cause of the problem.
Next up is data analysis and visualization. These are core components of data science, and Jupyter notebooks offer an excellent platform to carry out these operations by integrating powerful libraries like Pandas for data manipulation and analysis, and Matplotlib and Seaborn for data visualization.
For applications requiring more interactivity, libraries like Plotly and Boak offer modern solutions for creating interactive charts and dashboards directly in Jupyter notebooks. These libraries allow for detailed information display about specific data points through hover effects, zoom and pan functions, and even user input for dynamic adjustment of visualizations.
Apart from these basics, Jupyter notebooks offer several advanced features that greatly expand and enhance work with data and collaboration. These include integrating external data sources, using magic commands for advanced functionalities, various options for sharing notebooks, and tips for optimizing notebook performance.
Examples of practical applications of Jupyter notebooks are also illustrated in the article. They find use in a variety of scenarios from data analysis to machine learning and team collaboration. They are an invaluable tool for data scientists, researchers, and educators across a wide range of disciplines.
The effective use of Jupyter notebooks also requires consideration of best practices and security aspects. The article provides an overview of key recommendations for organization, code reusability, documentation, and safety.
Looking at the future of Jupyter notebooks, the development and distribution are dynamic with ongoing improvements and extensions further solidifying their role in data science. Also, the open nature of the platform promotes collaboration and knowledge exchange leading to continuous improvements that drive data science forward.
That's it for today.